to use. Matt? Morgan back there, that dude right there? He said don't use this one. He said use the one that was on the podium. Like, there wasn't one up here. No, okay. He said, I'm confused. Am I good, Matt? I mean, I just want to be one to do what I'm told, you know? I've got a wife. I have been trained to do what I'm told. I got a wife. If you're supposed to use a particular microphone, then dadgummit, you use that one.
Matt, was that the one?
Yeah.
It's good, or is it the one?
Okay. Good morning. How is everybody? Am I red? I'm red, aren't I? Am I still red? Okay, I'll preach over here. How's everybody doing this morning? Let's just, I don't think we're done yet, okay? So just real quick, I want everybody in here to let's stand again, okay? And let's lift our hands and let's just thank God real quick. Open your mouths and let's thank God. Father, we're so thankful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for your mercy. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your love. Thank you for sending Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. Thank you, Father, for the precious blood of Jesus, the perfect sacrifice that was more than enough for our redemption, more than enough for our healing, more than enough for our prosperity, more than enough to meet every need in our lives. We're so thankful, Father. We're so thankful, Father. Thank you so much for your love. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Folks, there are benefits that are found here in the presence of God. No music, no nothing, just the presence of Jehovah. We thank you so much, Father. Thank you, Father, for your goodness and mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. The name that's above every name. The name that's been given to us to overcome in this life. The name that's been given us to drive back the enemy. The name that's been given us so that we can take our place in this earth, so that we can rise up as a church, so we can rise up as the children of God, taking our place in this world to do the will of God, to become the instrument of God in this world. We're so thankful, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Y'all can have a seat. Sometimes you have to just kind of, you know, a friend of mine, she says that the spirit realm is right here. It's just right there. You know, it's just right there. And sometimes we'll kind of get right up against it, and we'll kind of rub against it a little bit, but sometimes you just have to go ahead and step on in. The way that everything felt just then is kind of the way it is on Monday mornings. You know, it's real easy whenever the band's playing and you got Steven up here and you got the guys and they're doing their stuff, and it's great and wonderful and powerful, and the lights are on, or the lights are on up here and the lights are off back there, and the move, and you know, and it's real easy. But Monday morning, it's not that easy. Tuesday morning, it's not that easy. Wednesday afternoon at 3, whenever you're running the kids and you got to go over here and go over there, it's not that easy. You know, Friday, whenever the bills due, it's not that easy. The band's not with you. So you have to be able to stop. You got to be able to stop and just stand and lift your hands and enter into the presence of God. The presence of God is right there, guys. He's so close to us. The spirit realm is right there next to us. Just don't be afraid to stop. Don't get so caught up in what's going on that you don't feel like that you just can't stop. I mean, I do it at the bank. You know, I'll tell a little secret on myself. My place where I stop is in the bathroom. And it's not to be nasty or dirty or nothing like that. It's just simply that's where I can go and I have zero distractions for just a moment, right? Yeah, right. And I get in there, oh, Jesus. And everybody thinks I got stomach problems, but it's not. You know, it's not stomach. Oh, Jesus. But if you're not able to stop in your life, if you're not able just to stop right now, stop and stand up and lift your hands and thank God for what he's done in your life, then you're falling short. You're missing something in your life. If you have to have the lights and you have to have the music and you have to have the words up on the screen and Stephen's got to come up here for you to enter into the presence of God, you are lacking as far as a Christian life is concerned. If you can't step in there on your own, you got to follow somebody else in, then you're missing. You're missing out. I personally have boldness to come to the throne of grace to find grace and mercy to help in the time of need. Greg Lee can boldly go into the throne room. Why? Because of the precious blood of Jesus, I can enter into that thing and find help and strength and grace in the time of need. I don't have to wait for Sunday morning, Wednesday night. I don't have to wait for that. I don't have to crank the music up loud. I can enter in on my own. Amen? All right. There's that. That was free. You think that was good stuff, Stephen? You'll pay for that. Good deal. Playing, man. Ephesians chapter 6, I think. Yeah, Ephesians chapter 6. Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah, you're right. That is a good one. Pastor Paul was talking about what? What did he talk about last week? Okay. There you go. Come on now. Cambo Slice was up in here. No backing down. I won't back down. I won't back off. I won't back down. I'll stand my ground, and I won't back down. And while we were singing that song last week, I stand my ground and I won't back down just kept coming up. And so I went to my standing scriptures, which is this one, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Not your own. Don't try to do this on your own might. Don't you dare try to walk this life on what you know and what you have and what you don't have. Don't you dare do that. Don't you dare try to give based on what you have and all. Don't you dare try to do it. Don't you dare try to heal somebody's body based on what you got. Don't you dare do that. Be strong in the Lord and be strong in the power of his might. It's his might that we've been given. It's not our own. Now, don't get sidetracked here thinking you're all that in a bag of tater chips. It is his might that we use. It is his power that we use. It's him that we should be strong in. You get strong in him, you don't have to be strong in yourself. You get strong in him, self goes away. You get strong in him, self don't matter no more. Finally, my brethren, be strong and in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, not just some of it. Don't try to go to battle without your bullets. There ain't no more bullets. We got to have bullets. We got to have guns. We've got to have knives. We've got to have spears. We've got to have shield. We got to have all our armor on. Don't be putting just a piece of it on. You try to get out there with a piece of it on, the enemy's going to throw something at you, and you're not going to have the correct piece of armor to stop what's happening. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to what? Stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, not people, but against principalities, powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. It ain't people, ain't your problem. Therefore, take on the whole armor of God, the whole thing that you may be able to what? Withstand in the evil day. And whenever you've done all to stand, what are you supposed to do? Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth, put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you're able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always in all prayer with supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end, with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Amen. My goodness gracious. If you ever feel like you can't hang on no more, go right here. My Lord, put on the whole, complete, full armor of God that you might be able to withstand. And whenever you've done all to stand, you stand therefore and you keep on standing and you don't ever stop standing. That's what Paul was trying to get across to us last week. Let's go somewhere else. We're going to come back there. Go to 2 Samuel chapter 23.
Oh, Old Testament.
That was all for Stephen right there. You know, sometimes I say little things in the message for people that are in here. Like, you won't know it until it's you, and you're like, did he just, But nobody else in the room gets it. Sorry. Okay. 2 Samuel 23. I'm going somewhere. I promise I got somewhere to go. Any of y'all ever watch Andy Griffith?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Second service, I'm going to have the video. I didn't get here quick enough to get it to Sarah, but there's going to be a video that I'll have next service. And there's going to be a video of Opie fighting a bully, okay? And the name of the episode is One Punch Opie. And Opie's got his little group of friends, and they've been fishing and running around, you know, and doing their thing. And this little new kid comes into town, right? And the new kid kind of takes over. He's kind of an alpha male kind of thing, and he's going to take over Opie's little group. So instead of going fishing and all, they just start stealing apples and busting lights. Y'all remember this one? And they bust lights, and they're stealing stuff and just getting all kind of into a world of trouble. You remember it, don't you, Roger? Yes, sir. It's a good one. And so anyway, you know, and Andy starts talking about them boys needing a whipping and that thing, and the sheriff starts getting upset because they're busting more and more lights. They won't stop. Opie ends up getting in trouble in the big middle of the thing. And at the end there, Opie just, he's had enough, okay? When's enough's enough, it's enough, you know? You know, what is it Popeye says? I can't stands no more, you know? I've done stuff, yeah, I stood all I could stands, and I can't stands no more. You know? So Opie gets to that spot. And Opie goes and he finds the boys out there, and of course they're eating on some apples that they've stolen from some store or something. Opie walks in and he says, look, you stole those apples. And they're like, yeah, what's it to you? He said, that ain't right. And so Opie just stands and lifts up its hands and he just stands like this. And the boy said, oh, you want to fight? Opie don't say nothing. He just stands there like this. You know, and so the boy backs up and he draws a line in the sand. He says, you want to fight, you cross that line. And Opie just walks up. And the boy goes, oh, well, if you want to fight here, and he puts a little stick up on his shoulder. He says, if you want to fight, you knock that stick off my shoulder. And Opie does, ready to go, right? Then the kid draws a circle in the sand around himself. He says, you want to fight, you get in the circle with me. And so Opie does what? He steps right up in that circle with him. Oh, now the kid, well, if I would have known that I was going to have to fight, I wouldn't have worn, I've got my good pants on, right? And so one of the kids with Opie says, well, go home and change. Opie will wait on you. Isn't that right, Opie? And Opie goes, not saying a word, just standing, ready to go. And the kid finally says, oh, y'all know it ain't funny, and just walks away, walks out. You know, of course, the other kids are like, yay, Opie won. And whenever I started thinking about standing, I'll think about that because Opie, earlier in the show, he was getting beat down by this guy. He was being a bully and he was beating him down and running him off. And Opie was feeling insecure and not really standing up for what was right. But whenever Opie finally figured out what was right, you know what I mean? What the truth was. Now wait a minute. What they're doing is not right. This is right. Then he was able to stand. You know, I won't back down, I'll stand my ground. But as Christians, we've got to understand that we're just not standing and not backing down because of something that we want or something that's in us and of ourselves. We've got to know what we're standing on, and we got to know what we're standing for. You know what I mean? It's not like you could get it. If you're up there and you're trying to do this thing in your own power, it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. You know, take on the whole armor of God, and his might, the power of his might is where we do this thing, that if you're not standing on what God wants, then I don't know really what you're standing on. I don't know really what it is that you're trying to stand up for. We can't just simply stand up for something and get this fiery hot, ready to rock and roll, ready to go and do something without being standing firmly planted on the word. Now, Pastor Paul is a friend of mine, and I have seen this man get in folks' faces. I mean, he just get all up in their business. But he's right, and he's standing, the Word of God, he's standing on the Word of God. He's not backing down off of that Word. He's not backing down off of what he knows to be the truth on the inside of him. Yeah, it's bold. 2 Samuel 23, this is talking about some of David's mighty men. Verse 8, well, I don't you worry about it, Sarah. I'll catch up with you in the verses I gave you, 11 and 12. That's where I'm going to land. In fact, let's just go straight there. Verse 8, they start talking about some of David's mighty men, but verse 11 is where I want to get. And after him was Shammah, the son of Agi the Hararite. The Philistines had gathered together into a troop, and there was a piece of ground full of lentils, which are like beans, Stephen. That's all that is. That's some bean kind of thing. All right? Thanks a lot, Logan. So the people fled from the Philistines, and he stationed himself in the middle of the field, defended it, and killed the Philistines. So the Lord brought about a great victory. Now look at this thing. This guy, Shammah, all right, this dude who was one of David's mighty men, stood in a field of beans. Now, everybody else ran off. When the Philistine army started coming in, everybody else jets. They're gone. That's what it says. And he stood, back up to number 12. 11. Yeah, the Philistines had gathered together in a troop. Now, a troop, I tried to figure this thing out, and there's so many different opinions on how many a troop is. I'll just say this. It's probably more than about 300 or 400, and it's probably less than all the numbers I saw, less than about 600 or 700. So it's somewhere between there, and I don't know what it is. The point being, there's more than one, right? And so there was this troop where there was that they had put together, and there was a piece of ground full of beans. So the people fled from the Philistines. So the rest of the guys that were with Shammah, it had to have been a pretty good number because they cut out. They got out of there. The Philistines are on their way. We getting on up out of here. But this dude, for some reason, loves beans as much as Steven Dickerson does. Okay? This dude is willing to stand in the middle of a field full of beans. And he stands up and go to verse 12. He makes a stand, but he's stationed, which means to fix, to place himself in the middle of a field, defending it, and killed all of them. They're gone. And the Lord brought about a great victory that day. See, he's fixed himself in the middle of Stephen's bean field, right? And defended it. And this one man killed this troop of Philistines, and I don't know what the number is, but pick one, and you're probably pretty close, all right? And the Lord brought about a great victory that day. When we decide that we're ready to make a stand as the body of Christ, as a Christian, whomever it is that we're ready to make a stand, number one, everybody else is going to jet. You're going to be sitting there by yourself. It's going to be a very lonely place. You know, they told me whenever I got into the ministry, they're like, you know, ministry's a lonely deal. You know, there ain't a whole lot of people around. I'm like, oh, come on, there's people all around them folks. No, it's kind of lonely. Because the things that you stand for and the things that you do and the things that you've got to get done, you're kind of the only one, you know. I got a good wife. She's going to hang with me. She'd go with me straight through the pit of hell twice if we needed to. But when you make a stand, it's probably not going to be the popular thing to do. It's probably going to be against every bit of opinion of every person around you. You know, if you make a stand for we were talking about abortion earlier. You make a stand for abortion, it's not popular. You know, if you make a stand on the same-sex marriage deal that's going on, it's not popular. If you make a stand on just about anything that's written in this word, guess what? It's not popular. And other people that are around you that seem to be a part of what you got going on will jet. They'll take off, leave you hanging by yourself. But I think it's cool that Shammah, the name Shammah in Hebrew, means Jehovah is there. That's his name. His name is Jehovah is there. And man, we've been given not only the name of Jesus, but we've also been seated in heavenly places at the right hand of the Father. The Ephesians chapter 2 says that we've been seated in heavenly places with Christ, that we're set down with him in heavenly places. So not only do we have the name, but we also have the position of authority in the kingdom of God, and we have Jehovah right there with us everywhere we go. Spirit of God follows us everywhere we go. So he stationed and positioned himself and fought a battle, one guy against a bunch, and won the whole thing. But look what the Bible did. The Bible said, now look who brought the victory. The Lord did. When we stand, guys, and we stand firm and we're like, I'm not going to move. I'm not backing down off this thing. I'm not stepping away from this thing. The Lord is the one that will bring the victory behind what you're doing. He's the one that's standing behind. I mean, you know, he's the one that's going to be standing with you, in you, beside you. He's going to be the one that brings about the victory that comes behind us standing for what we're standing for. Amen? All right. All right, so now where are we going to go? Lord, help me out here. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. So we gotta know why we're standing, right? We gotta understand what we're standing on and what it is that we're looking to get done. Amen. Let's go to I don't know where I'm gonna go. Matthew 16. Let's go there. Sound good? Yep. Yep, 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 yep. Okay. Matthew 16. If you go to verse 18, you see here that Jesus is talking to Peter, and he said, upon this rock I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell will not be able to prevail against it. And then if you read verse 19, and I will give you, you know, the keys of the kingdom, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. We have a charge. We have a charge to loose and bind, and whatever we do, we can release in this earth. And whatever we release and whatever we bind up and whatever we loose up and whatever we say can be and can't be, that's what heaven's going to be saying. See, we say the same things that heaven says, you know. In this one, for some reason, we think that, you know, whenever we say, you know, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, it's almost like I say it and then heaven does it. But really, the Amplified brings it out better, because the Amplified says that whatever you bind on earth will be that's already bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be that which is already loosed in heaven. You know, that our authority is rooted and grounded in the law of the Lord. It's in the Word of God. And if we build ourselves and build our house upon the rock and build our situation on the rock, we can then grow, you know, out of that thing. Then we can stand on something that's firm. And that which we are standing on is something that's already been established before time began, you know, because his word was here before we were, and heaven and earth is going to pass away, and his word will never pass away, right? And so the word of God is always going to continue to be here. And so if we stand ourselves and put ourselves and position ourselves something that's firm, that's strong, that's the rock, the word of God, if we position ourselves on that thing, then that thing will be able to withhold and withstand us and hold us up and keep us from falling. Amen? You know, it's kind of like the parable of the guy that built his house on the sand. And whenever the winds blew and everything started blowing and stuff started happening, the house didn't stand. The house fell. And the guy, you know, the guy lost whatever it was that he was trying to build. And then the one that built it on the rock, you know, the house stood. Because why? It had a firm foundation. 100% firm foundation. So whenever we go to stand and binding and loose and exercising our authority as believers, let's try not to... Let's try not to base it just on ourselves, you know. Let's just base it all on the Word, and let the Word be our guide. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you, Father, that your word is awesome. It's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It's the best thing ever, and we all believe that, I think. And, Father, we just thank you that your word will go forth and come forth and be strong for us and be powerful for us, and that your word will never fail. Therefore, we will never fail if we stand upon your word and that which is right. Amen. Amen. Anybody need healing in their body? I know I have one that I need to pray for. Yes, ma'am. Be prayed for you. If you want to come on up. Angel, I need some oil. We got some oil somewhere. Anybody need healing in their body? Now's the time. Where did the oil go? Where's the anointing oil at? Is it up here somewhere?